This is KUT. The Texas legislative session starts today, and lawmakers have less money to spend on the upcoming budget compared to years past. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager laid out revenue estimates yesterday. He says the state will have roughly $3 billion less to spend than in the past biennial budget. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, there's a lot of blame to go around for that.
First, Hager says the state had a lot less money that carried over from the last budget. And then there's the new constitutional amendment that forces more money directly into the state highway fund. But mostly, Hager says the ripple effects of lower oil prices were felt throughout most of the Texas economy. Dick Levine is a senior fiscal analyst with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. He says he hopes lawmakers come to the conclusion that tax cuts should be off the table this year.
I'm planning on people being realistic. They know that the state needs to provide certain basic services, and we can't afford to even keep up with the current revenue estimate. Tax cuts would just put us deeper into the hole.
Levine says lawmakers should also stay away from further cutting into state services and should instead dip into the state's rainy day fund. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.